So the Halakha Mishnah Vayta Masechta Sahalas Perik Tes Vav Mishnah Tes. Chavias, we have over here a barrel made out of earthenware. Shimaleya Mashkim Tahirim. It's full of mashka, liquid, which is tahar. Umekefes Lamed Pasul. It's covered, it's sealed. And as we have already seen many times, Keli, that's Tzamid Pasul, does not become Tamid Ba'el HaMes. Chazal explained to us, it refers to a Kli Cheres, that's not Mekabel Tuma from the outside. So if you seal the Keli and it's totally sealed, whatever's inside does not become Tamid, even if it's an Ba'el HaMes. Neither the Keli becomes Tamid, because again, the outside of the Keli doesn't become Tamid anyway, it's a Kli Cheres. The inside of the keli doesn't become tameh, and what's inside the keli does not become tameh. Okay, so I took this chavias, shimaleya mashkim tarim, which is full of mashke tarim, and it's umikefes samit pasal. It's sealed, it's surrounded with a good seal on top, it's covered. Vasa goylo, and for whatever reason, he decided to use this kli cheres as a cover, lekever for a kever. Zak the Mishnah negeba, if someone touches it, as long as it's still a goylo, as long as it's still covering the kever, tamei tumas shiva. It's going to be tamei for 7 days. This is a very big chiddush, because here we have something that's not makabel tumah. It can't become tamei, and because it's laying over a kever, if I touch it, I'm tamei for 7 days. We've already mentioned this in the previous Mishnah. Same as with a stone. Can't become tamei, but if it's a goyel and you touch it, you're tamei for 7 days. The pasuk says, v'chayla sheyigal pnei hasada, yitma shivas yamim, says afterwards. That teaches us, anything covering a kever is metama, even ba'oil. B'magah b'masa, for sure there's actually a machloikis about masa. Rabbi Eliezer holds tamas masa as well. So try to imagine this, okay, just for illustrative purposes only. Would you like a drink? Yeah, here, thank you. I just want to make sure, you know, I make sure to eat my chulin b'tahar, or I'm a kayin, I eat truma. Is this drink tahar? Remember, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt by Hashem. It's going to be a whole different world. Not just whether it's kosher or not kosher. Is this tar or not? And the man is going to say, yeah, it's tar. I'm going to say, you hesitated a little bit. What's the shaila? No, I'm telling you it's tar. No, tell me what the shaila is. Well, actually, it was in a chavius. Yeah, this liquid you just gave me was in a chavius, yeah. That was a cover for a mace. That was what? It covered a kever. It was a goyla for a kever. What? That's the mashka you're giving me? If I would touch this chavius, that would be tummy for 7 days. Please don't get excited, but this is the halacha. You're right. You would be tummy for 7 days. But the mashka inside is tar. I want to remind you that the chavius would only be metamet while it's still on the kever, according to most Rishonim anyway. But even then, the barrel itself and the mashka inside is tar. Whether he wants to drink it or not, I don't know. That's up to him. But that's what our mission is telling us. This is a very interesting halacha. When it comes to a goyel of a kever, if you touch it, you're tummy for 7 days, but it itself is tar. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Behemah shasa goyel a kever. Here we're talking about a behemah that was tied down over a kever to cover the kever. Haspi was tied down. That's what the Rambam says. If it can just walk away, it's not called a goyel. Now, a live behemah is also not right to be makabel tumah. But still, in a geba, if you're going to touch this behemoth that's tied down over a kever, tied down to be a goyel over the kever, tummy, tumashiva, you would be tummy for 7 days, like touching a goyel, that's the halacha. Rameir says, kol sheyesh bei ruach chayim, ein matam mishim goyel. Rameir says, no. Maybe the chavius, not the behemoth. If you touch the chavius, Rameir would agree, you're tummy for 7 days, even though the chavius itself is tar. But if you touch a live behemoth, even though it's tied over the kever, says Rameir, you're not going to become tummy. Rameir holds any mechitza, which is alive, is not a mechitza. Meaning to say, if the fact that the behemah is alive, that's what creates the mechitza here, that's not considered a mechitza pi halacha. And the male is not a goyel for the kever. Tanakhama obviously disagrees. So we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah test, that a goyel is metamah tumah shiva, for sure, bimaga, for sure by touching it, and also by leaning over it, even if the goyel itself is something that's not makabel tumah, like it's a stone, klei adama, it could be, let's say, that Amdam adds a very, very large wooden keli, That could be Makabal Arboim Saw Belach. We didn't have that in the Mishnah, but that would also fall under this category. Or what we did have in our Mishnah, the earthenware barrel that is Mukefes Tamit Pasal, totally sealed. If it was in an oil hameis, it would be totally protected. The keli would be tar. What's inside would be tar. Place it over a kever. Someone touches these tummy for 7 days. But if there was mashkin in the chavias, that mashkin is tar. If you have a behemah that's tied over a kever, according to the Tanakama, same thing. Even though the behemah itself is not tummy, only a person. The person is the only live thing that could become tummy. Even the Shemayna Shratzim, when they're alive, they're not tummy. A behemah is not tummy when it's alive. However, if it's over a kever, someone touches it, he's tummy to mashiva. Rav Meir says, no, not a behemah. I agree with you by a chavius, but not a behemah. Rav Meir holds anything that is alive is not a tama mishum goyel. Okay, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. I want to speak something out of here, because Lamaisa, it sounds a little interesting. How could it be I touch something that's not tummy and I become tummy? How does this work? So some explain, if a person touches a kever, he becomes tummy. What's happening with this, let's say, chavius, is that it's an extension of the kever. Not that the chavius is tummy, but through the chavius you're touching the kever. There is a such a lamdis. The Mishnah Achrayna really asks, what does it mean, the chavius is tar? If you touch it, I'm tummy. If I touch this chavius that's on the goyel, I'm tummy for 7 days. How can you tell me the chavius is tar? You want to tell me the mashkin side is tar? That I understand. But Lagabi, what is the chavius tar? So according to the Shita, is that once you lift the chavius off the goyel, it's goes back to Tahara. Okay, we understand what it means. Yes, when it's on the goyel, if you touch it, you become tummy. Once you lift it, it's tar. But there are shitas that hold even after you lift it. Nothing changes. When you touch it, you're still tummy. So how does this work? How could you call something tar when you touch it, you become tummy? Lagabi what? Lagabi what din do you say it's tar? So the Mishnah Chayna says, and really Rabbi Kivega points out at Tosis and Brachas that way, what we mean to say is the inside of the Chaviyas is tar. That's why you can take a serve that person, the mashke. You know, I think this is important in a way, because a lot of times you have a feeling you shouldn't be someplace. It's not a good environment for you. But technically you can say there's nothing wrong with this, nothing wrong with that. There could be nothing wrong with it. But there could be something that could be completely tar, and it's a connection to something that isn't. And therefore, you become tummy. Of course, a cave or nothing wrong with it. But in terms of tumah and tahara, I think that's an important lesson to kind of understand.